almost halfway through the year. The end of the financial year is closing in, and I've heard you still haven't subscribed your business to 4ZZZ.
Huh? You haven't done it?
What? Nah, this ain't right. To keep community radio on the air, we need all the love we can get. So reach deep down into your budget and find the change to get yourself some warm inner glow before the end of this financial year. You'll even get a week of live reads to promote something on air for free. Head to 4ZZZ.org.au to subscribe your business and cure your 2024 scaries.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and Kate with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a species of fish previously thought to only inhabit cooler climates has been discovered in Queensland's waterways. The Australian brook lamprey resembles a small eel. It grows up to 14 centimetres long and has a myriad of small teeth. While lampreys tend to be parasitic, the Australian variant does not feed off other animals, earning it the description as vegan Dracula. Ecologist Luke Carpenter-Bundu from Griffith University found the species by accident on Kigari in 2022. It has since been spotted on the Sunshine Coast and near Rockhampton. Carpenter-Bundu says the discovery of the lamprey in Queensland is significant as the ancient species has helped with medical discoveries in the past.
A guard dog belonging to a Brisbane security company was left in a cage too small for its size at the demolition site of Toombul Shopping Centre in Nunda. A passerby who gave the account to the incident reportedly heard the dog howling miserably and attempted to notify security staff, who ignored their concerns. Mervac property developers defending the actions of the security company they contracted, saying that they followed a strict animal welfare code of practice.
In national news, a poultry farm in New South Wales is under quarantine following an outbreak of bird flu. New South Wales Agricultural Minister Tara Moriarty says the outbreak is likely to have come from wild birds and is unrelated to the strains detected in Victoria in recent weeks. The strain detected in this outbreak is also different to the H5N1 strain, which has been affecting poultry worldwide and causing widespread concern. Managing Director of Australian Eggs, Rowan McMonies, says that around 100,000 birds involved will have to be euthanised to contain the spread. He called the outbreak a significant blow, both to the farm involved as well as to the wider poultry industry.
A recent report from Oxfam has found that the top 500 Australian corporations made $98 billion in additional crisis profits between 2021 and 2023 off the back of the COVID-19 pandemic and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The report identifies the mining, banking and supermarket sectors as recording some of the biggest gains at approximately 20% higher than their 2018 to 2021 average. Oxfam is calling on the Australian government to implement a crisis profits tax on excessive corporate profits and use revenue raised to address inequality in Australia and abroad.
In international news, the US state of Louisiana has passed a law requiring a poster of the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public school classrooms in large and easily readable font. The requirement will take effect in 2025 and be implemented in all public classrooms between kindergarten and university. Republican Governor Jeff Landry justifies the change, citing that the commandments have both religious and historical significance, as the laws were a cornerstone in the building of state and national government.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is set to become a little cloudy with light winds and patches of smoke haze expected this morning. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The UV index is predicted to reach a fairly moderate level of 4. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
4ZZZ has been broadcasting for 48 years. Connecting with the community 24 hours a day.